Here's a check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, some sun today, a high around 60. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Connecticut is seeking $3.9 billion surplus now. Why? Thanks to the income tax windfall. The Lamont administration is now projecting a $3.9 billion surplus for the current fiscal year that ends June 30th. The State Office of Policy and Management increased its estimate of income tax collections by $1.1 billion. The filing deadline was Monday. The tax on personal earnings is now expected to raise more than $13.2 billion. Budget analysis increased the collection of the pass-through entity tax by $700 million since last month. Estimated final payments from taxpayers who pay income taxes on a quarterly basis were revised up $200 million from March, and withholding taxes were raised by $200 million. Well, fired in 2019, a Stanford employee now gets the town jobs back she had, two of them, following a court ruling. A longtime Stanford employee in New York was wrongfully terminated when the ex-supervisor unilaterally dismissed her in 2019, according to a state judge. Megan O'Connor is owed almost 3 years of back pay and entitled to get her two part-time jobs back as bookkeeper and highway department secretary, according to the judge. The judge, in a six-page ruling, determined former town supervisor Joseph Norton did not have the authority to fire O'Connor in June of 2019 without a hearing or approval from the rest of the town board. And the judge's decision stated that the town had accused O'Connor of insubordination before her dismissal. The town claimed she failed to provide information on records to Norton and brought separate documents from the highway department to her office, according to the judge. The town also claimed she wrongfully gave herself health benefits, according to the ruling. O'Connor's attorney said she and her client deny all accusations leveled by the town. She said O'Connor worked enough hours to qualify for health benefits with both jobs. In Great Barrington, they're earmarking $850,000 in pandemic relief funds for affordable housing. The select board voted to apply $850,000 to the line of $1.3 million received last summer to various housing needs. The rest of the American Rescue Plan Act funds is set to arrive soon. This is how the town hall will spend the first half of more than $2 million in that money. Affordable housing, $850,000. A new ambulance, $136,000. Electronic emergency signage for the fire department, $40,000. An increase in health department staffing hours, $10,000. The town will spend the remainder of the first half on electronic emergency signage for the fire department and an increase in health department staffing hours, $10,000. In a story in TricorderNews.com, in Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen met online to discuss new mobile medical unit, adjust Town Grove prices, appoint new committee members to the Affordable Housing Committee, and sign off on a grant for assessing the old railroad station in Lakeville. And the Selectmen announced that the traditional Memorial Day parade will be held this year after being canceled 2 years in a row because of COVID-19 pandemic. In Emenia, it's cleanup day time for 2022. Volunteers from the Emenia Democratic Committee and others interested in keeping the town beautiful and rolling up their sleeves and donning garden gloves back in 2020 in honor of Earth Day and plan to do it again this year. The Earth Day vigil to help out with Emenia's cleanup day 2022. Show up at Fountain Square at the intersection of Routes 22 and 44 and 343 or Borden Park in the center of Wasaic on Saturday, April 23rd. With gloves in hand, the cleanup will run from 10 until noon. There will be an Earth Day vigil, by the way, on the town green in Salisbury in front of the White Hart on Saturday the 23rd from 11 to noon. State Representative Maria Horn and Eileen Fielding, Director of the Sharon Audubon Center, will make remarks at the event. Earth Day is officially on Friday the 22nd. Celebrating 50 years of volunteers in a story from TriCornerNews.com, Noble Horizons opened in 1972, and its first 50-year anniversary event will honor Noble volunteers who for 50 years have brought kindness, friendship, and their unique talents to Noble Horizons. In recognition of the exceptional impact they've had on life at Noble, all volunteers over the last half century are invited to join them for a thank you celebration Thursday, April 28th from 5 till 7 p.m. The evening will include thank you, gifts, hors d'oeuvres, and beverages, and a major announcement. To RSVP at NobleHorizons.com. .org or call 860-435-9851. Taking a look at some meetings coming up locally in Salisbury, the Economic Development Commission meets tonight at 5:30. Coming up on the 23rd, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee meets at 11 o'clock. in Cornwall this morning at 10:30. The Conservation Commission has their meeting coming up on April 22nd at 4 p.m. in Cornwall. They will have an Earth Day panel, local efforts to combat climate change, at 5 p.m. The town of Northeast has a ZBA public hearing today. That is going on in an Ancrum public hearing with the town board. Comes up at 6:55, and then the town board meeting will happen at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find dinner specials, a tapas menu, and more. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,160.79. The NASDAQ at 13,453.07. And the S&P 500 at 4559.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.